Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Jets defense registering 6 sacks today of Deshaun Watson, 3 of them by our next guest. He's nice enough to come join us here in the EY Coaches Club. A big hand for defensive lineman Henry Anderson. Henry, thanks a lot for joining us after a tough defeat today, but tell us what was working for you guys up front. As I mentioned, you really had Watson on the run for much of the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, the coaches had a good game plan coming into this week. We knew we needed to keep a guy like him in the pocket. So our secondary did a good job on the back end covering, making him pat the ball and sit in the pocket a little longer than he wanted to. And then, I mean, guys up front just did a good job keeping him in the pocket, not letting him break contain. We were pretty disciplined in our rush lanes, not giving him a lot of room to escape. And, just we kept working up front, trying to, you know, stay on our feet and get after him and work edges. And, we were able to get home a few times.
You know what's funny is that there's sometimes in meetings or practice, do you say, coach, say, hey, listen, this guy's throwing the ball through the line, get your hands up. This guy is going to get out, so keep your lanes. What's the difference in a game where you go in there and you plan and you game plan and there's no sacks, there's no close to a quarterback, and then you have a game like against the Texans where you go, oh, my, everything you do and everything you plan for works out?
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes those, like you were saying, you'll have weeks where you'll feel really good about your pass rush and the plan that you have, and dudes up front might be winning a lot, but that quarterback just gets rid of the ball quick. Their game plan might be, you know, where they're not holding on to the ball, they're not sitting back there, so it can be hard to get back to the quarterback. So a lot of it's, you know, predicated on the offensive game plan. And a lot of teams nowadays are just running some shorter, quicker routes where they're getting rid of the ball pretty fast, and it can be pretty hard to get back there. So with these guys, we knew that if we could keep them in the pocket and cover on the back end, we'd have some opportunities to get home.
You know what the weird thing is that today's football is different than my years in football, where we could cut that guy in half. You could take that quarterback and cut him in half, hit him in the knees, hit him from behind, hit him in the head, and you got away with so much of that stuff that today it's got to be so much harder to grab the quarterback because are you not afraid of hitting him in the head? How do you not hit him in the head with your helmet every time?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, and there are definitely situations where it's almost unavoidable, especially the landing on the quarterback, that rule that's kind of been emphasized a little bit more this year. There are certain situations when it's like almost unavoidable, and you'd almost have to miss the sack on purpose in order to not land on him or in order to not get a penalty. So it can be pretty hard, but I mean, you just have to do as good a job as you can of hitting him and then rolling. But playing some of these quarterbacks, I mean, Deshaun, like, luckily they called the first sack that I had, they luckily called him the forward progress had stopped. But some dudes, like, they're not that easy to take down, especially like dudes like Cam Newton and Ben Roethlisberger, some of the bigger quarterbacks. Like, if you hit them and try to roll, like, they're not just going to fall down with you. Like, they're going to break the tackle and stay up. So it can be hard, but, I mean, you got to try to play within the rule book and, you know, do the best job you can.
Henry Anderson, our guest here on the Jets fifth quarter show. I talked to you about it earlier in the season when you got off to that great start and the sack totals were starting to pile up, and here you are again with 3 more today. So this is obviously the best season you've had individually in terms of the sack numbers. I think you're up to 6 now this year. Is there anything different you're doing? I mean, in terms of mechanically, you know, regimen, things like that, that's allowed you to become more of a pass rusher this season?
And don't tell us it's your diet, okay? Don't go there.
Nah, it's not that.
Not the video games,
but,
either, right, Henry?
Might be. Some of that. But nah, it's, I mean, I think a big part of it has to do with the rotation that we've had. My first few years in Indianapolis, I was playing almost like, when I was healthy, I was playing almost all the reps. So, I mean, I'd be out there first and second down, and when it comes around to third down, I'm pretty tired and not as explosive as I'd want to be. But here, they do a good job of rotating us, keeping us fresh. I'm not out there a ton on first and second down, so I'm able to go out on third down with a little more juice than I normally would have. So And I've been working, like, I work a lot on pass rush because I know that, I'm not the biggest dude, like the biggest, stoutest run stopper. So I know I have to, you know, do a good job of rushing the passer. And, I know that that's kind of the role that they carved out for me on this team. So I'm trying to do as good a job as I can, of getting back there and getting after the quarterback.
Well, I will tell you something. I'm a proponent of role players. I've always said that the role players on a football team are the ones that get them over the edge. Everyone does what they do, but if that role player doesn't come up and do what they're supposed to, so you have to be comfortable in a role.
Yeah.
And a lot of players are not comfortable in a role. And you, I would tell you right now, other than Bilal Powell's role when he's in there, I think you're the best role player on the Jets football team that goes in there. This is what you have to do. This is what you're doing. And you're not every single down that you come out there and you bring the motor every day. I mean, it's a J.J. Watt motor. I'm blowing your bag up. I know. But I'm telling you, a guy that does it all the time, and I think it's pretty good.
Well, I appreciate that. But, and yeah, it's different than the role I've had my first few years in the league. But I'm trying to make the most of it and just go out there and do what I'm asked to do and try to help this team win games. So, you know, whatever job they want me to do, I'm trying to do. And whether it's defense or special teams, I'm trying to make the most out of my opportunity here.
What's the approach? Two games left here, right back at it next week in the home finale against the Packers, another difficult opponent, another difficult quarterback, of course, in Aaron Rodgers. What's the mindset? What's the plan of attack here the final 2 weeks?
I mean, we're going to keep fighting. You know, we know we're not going to make the playoffs, but I don't think anybody in the locker room is going to, you know, like just quit. So, I mean, we came out this week, we fought, came out last week, fought and got that win. So we're going to keep fighting. We got good leadership in that locker room. We got some, I was saying something earlier, like this locker room has some of the hungriest dudes, like most passionate dudes I've ever played with. So, we're going to stay on it. We're going to come in next week and work our tails off to prepare for the Packers and go out Sunday and try to get a win.
You know, we've had a couple of calls here from fans, you know, really just praising the way that you played here this season and the job you've done for this team. You're a free agent at the end of the year here, and fans want you back, of course. Do you feel comfortable? Are you happy with, you know, the little role and what niche you've carved out this year with this football team?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really thought too much about – I'm trying to kind of leave all that, all the contract stuff until – after the season. I'm just trying to focus on really going out and playing my best ball on Sundays. So, but yeah, I mean, I love it here. Obviously them bringing me in, this off season was a bit of an adjustment just from the way I was doing things in Indianapolis. But, like I said, I tried to come in and, you know, do the best I can here and, you know, execute my role to the best of my ability. So, whatever happens in the off season, but, just right now, I'm not really trying to think about that whole situation.
Well, Henry, great job today out there on the field, and we thank you for coming and joining us after a tough defeat. So best of luck the last 2 weeks, and happy holidays as always, huh?
Yep,
there's Henry Anderson, Jets defensive lineman, joining us here in the EY Coaches Club.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts, and keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.